It's a new week, a new show. Let's do this.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
Yeah.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, food. Stretch Roberts. So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Mm. Here is your host, Stretch.
Good morning, good evening, whatever time it is that you are listening to the podcast. Thank you for being here, Fat to Fit or Else. I do two a week. We drop a show on Monday, then another show on Friday called The Bonus Pod. It was weird. When I started this podcast, I initially was like, all right, I'm just going to do this and have challenges and, you know, do a little workout thing and hold myself accountable. And it was like once a week. Like I was working three jobs for 7 days a week, and then I only work one job. So it was weird to only do one podcast a week. So I'm like, I'll do at least two. And then I started the Bible study podcast, which I do 3 to 5 a week. And that's at God Wants to Talk to You. So I'm just, I went back to just really grinding myself. Now my new dog is becoming a part-time job, if nothing else. I walk him. I've been walking him twice a day the last couple of days because on Friday I had my doctor, which we will get into in a moment. Very important information there. I will get into that, but I had it in the morning, so I got up early. I always get up really early, like 5-something in the morning, 5:30. And I walked him because I was up early, and then I went to my doctor, and then I went to work, and then I walked him when I got home from work because I worked late. Didn't get home until about 9 o'clock on Friday night. That was fun. Got the extra work in. So there we go, but let's talk about the doctor. Very important, very, very important when it comes to fitness and fatness and health, or fat to fit or else. It is very important to see your doctor, especially if you're fat like me, or if you're have health conditions like me or most of you. And a lot of times, if you don't go to the doctor, you don't know you have health conditions. We had a family member in my family that literally dropped over and was like, uh-oh, he's having a heart attack. And ended up, he had way out of control diabetes that should have been being managed with insulin. He didn't even know he had it and how long he'd had it. And that brings on strokes and heart attacks and liver failure, kidney problems. It's a bad, 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 bad deal. Like, you really got to take care of yourself. Take effing care of yourself. It's very important. And, you know, things creep up on you. Like, I had another family member that went into the doctor, and they're like, oh, you got this little thing in your heart, but you're fine. And then a year later, they're like, holy crap, we got to do surgery on this immediately. You're like, whoa, what? Pump your brakes. But that's the deal. So because of the diabetes diagnosis I have to go every 3 months and get a checkup. Speaking of diabetes, it's not good. It is not good at all. Remember, I kiboshed everything. I was really on the workout tip. I started the podcast immediately within a week, blew my shoulder out, and then suffered for about 4 months, then had the surgery, and then went 4 months of not doing crap, but feeling sorry for myself, eating like crap, and destroying my health again. It's a cycle. It's a vicious cycle. So that being said, when I went into the doctor on Friday, I don't know what the future holds for me. I know I can't lift weights anymore. That's done. I could lift light weights and be like a cardio queen, be Richard Simmons, who is dead. But I don't be that guy. That's not fun to me. Don't want to do it. I'd rather not work out. I'm liking walking my dogs. I'm doing that. Walking both of those knuckleheads too. They're a pain in the ass. But I got in and I told the doctor, I'm like, I'm a roller coaster of fatness. I get really good. I get dialed in. All my numbers get really, really good. And everything looks great. Then the next time I come in here, I'm out of whack, like right now. And so we decided it is time for me to get skinny, and I am going to cheat, and I'm going to go PEDs of freaking weight loss, and we have doubled down the Ozempic. So starting next week, as soon as they get the Ozempic in, which is hard, I am going to double the dosage and probably become a lollipop head at some point in the next year as I will slowly lose weight because you're not hungry anymore. And A lot of people do it, and I just read in the last podcast, I gave you a study of all of the research they're doing on Ozempic. That's really what absolutely made me pull the trigger on this. My doctor's been pushing it for a while. She's the sweetest, nicest lady. I have the most awesome doctor. And she has been saying, let's double it. And I'm like, well, no, I'll get everything under control. I'm fine. And I know that my A1C's been fine. Well, my A1C's not fine anymore. My A1C's effed. Not bad. In fact, it went from the last time I'd gone in, it was below, I didn't even show up as diabetic anymore, to I'm back to pre-diabetic, but means it went up. I also had a weird triglyceride levels, which is not great for your heart. And there was a liver thing that was out of whack. There was a few things that popped in the blood work. And I don't even have all of the tests in yet. I just started getting them today. As I record this, they start rolling in. That's one thing. It's a network, so the labs and everything are all internal. So they do the blood work, then they'll post the results immediately. Like, I got the results before my doctor because it was on Friday, so my doctor hasn't even seen these yet, and I was going over them. I know she's going to call me on Monday and let me have it. So, and rightfully so. But the good news is we've already made the change. I know we've done the right thing, and I just gave up. I'm unable to do this without help. I'm unable to do this. I was doing it before I hurt my shoulder, but then crap's going to happen. Life sucks. You get hit, like I have the lawsuit pending. There's just crap in your life. There's stress factors in your life. There's stuff in your life. And if you self-medicate with food like I have, you F yourself. If you have diabetes, that's very unhealthy. And I hope I'm getting through to some of you who do the same thing. Or maybe you stress out and drink. Maybe you stress out and do some form of drug. It's called self-medication. And it's what people do. And it's not good. It is not good. So I need to lose weight. I can't walk around at my age, and I am not a young man, getting to be a freaking NFL lineman weight. I'm not an NFL lineman. I'm not. And I'm way older than an NFL lineman, so I need to dial it back. I need to get my weight under control, and I think the Ozempic will do it. I've been on the Ozempic for a long time. It's been really doing magic with my A1C, but she's always been like, let's double it. Let's double it. We'll lose weight. You'll lose weight. And she knows when I lose weight, all those other things that are out of whack in my blood work will fall into line, and that's the angle we're going for, so... At this point, I don't know what the future holds for my fitness journey. I know I'm going to get skinnier because I'm basically juicing, is what you're going to call it. I'm taking the cheat method. And it's why it's blown up so much. It's why you can't get this stuff. It's why when you have diabetes, it's hard to get. And diabetes is controlled a lot. Will stay way more manageable if your weight is most of the time. If you have type 1, not necessarily true, but if you have type 2 like I do, your weight will definitely affect your diabetes. So that's where we are. That is not the best news, but you know what? What I'm happy about? It was a surrender. It was a surrender on my point. As I go, I don't do the religion here, but I have been on a long faith journey in the last... about 3 years, very much so. And part of that is you have to surrender to it. You have to absolutely realize I am not in charge. I am not in control. I am a knucklehead, and I need all the help I can get. And in your faith journey, you surrender to God and to Jesus. But in your physical journey, you have to be smart enough to surrender as well. And I have done that. I have thrown in the towel. I am not capable of doing this, and I am going to do this medically and at least get myself back to being healthy, and then I'll go from there. So not the best news, but I like where I am, at least mentally where I am, and I'm good with that. So that's, people, you're a sellout, you're a cop out. No, I'm not. I'm just doing what I need to do because I know who I am and what I am and how I behave. I always say I never won the lottery because divine intervention, it would know that I'm an idiot and I would be dead in a year. Like eat myself to death or just do stupid stuff or blow my... It's not in the cards. That's not going to happen. But speaking of old and speaking of being out of shape or fat or whatever, I found a really great article that talks about a few things that can indicate your long-term health if you are middle-aged. And you're like, what are you talking about? They say from the age of 35 onwards, and I am well past 35, we lose bone density and muscle mass. And they say that research shows that exercise and daily movement are essential to combat the loss of bone mass and muscle mass. And you really need to put in the work, and that can affect your health for years and years and years. So to help with the effort of keeping your muscle mass up and keeping your bone density up, they have 5 at-home movements that measure your fitness levels and can track your improvement over time. Let's get right into them. And this one, I heard it initially and I laughed, and then I will give some real honest answers here. So, standing on one leg. I hope you're chuckling at least, because you're like, really? I stand on one leg? I can tell you this. I can do this, and I know the test that I'm going to tell you about, and I can do it. But I can't tell you how many times I'm standing on one leg and fall over, like trying to put a shoe on or trying to lift up and put a sock on while I'm standing, or just getting out of the shower and drying myself. I fall over. It's bad. So that's one thing. But here's what they say. They say the balance taxes the brain because it requires your eyes and the crap in your inner ears that detects your balance and movement, and your limbs that send signals to your brain. So it's kind of an overall deal. It's a really good gauge of where you are physically by being able to stand on one leg. Now, if you can't, I don't know how old you are, but depending, I'll give you breakdowns of what you should be able to do for your age. But they call it the old man balance challenge. And it's been all over social media where you stand on one leg and tie the shoelaces on the elevated foot. I've tried that sometimes and fall over, or maintain the stance for the time it would take to tie the laces is another thing you can do. Here is what they say. If you are under 40, you should be able to stand on one leg continuously for 43 seconds. If you're in your 40s, you should be able to stand on one leg for 40 seconds. If you're in your 50s, you should be able to stand on one leg for 37 seconds. If you're in your 60s, it's all the way down to 18 or 19 seconds. That's a big dump. And then if you're in your 70s, just 10 to 15 seconds. And if you're in your 80s, I'm looking at you, Joe Biden, 5 seconds. That's what it is. So however old you are, wherever you are in your fitness journey, try the one leg challenge. If you're under 40, it's 43 seconds, 40 is 40 seconds, 50 is 37 seconds, 60, 18 to 19 seconds, 70 is 10 to 15 seconds, and if you're 80, 5 seconds. And by the way, if you're in your 70s or 80s, be extremely careful, because if you're doing the one leg challenge or fall and break your hip, you will be dead in 6 months. It's a rule. It's not a real doctor thing, but it's a stretch rule. We know this. Old people, you find out they break their hip, and the next thing you know, they're dead. Another one that is a very good indicator of your strength is planking. They say a strong core is the foundation for daily activities and general mobility. Very, very true. Strengthening core muscles through isometric exercises like holding a plank has also been shown to reduce your blood pressure. That's bizarre. So if you can do a good plank, you can reduce your blood pressure. And you know what that is? That's where you basically get down almost in push-up position, but instead of up on your hands, you're on your forearms are touching the ground. Elbow to hand are on the ground. That's a plank. And you can buy machines and pads because it can hurt. I understand that. So They say to test your progress, have a stopwatch handy, get in the plank position, and try to stay in it for 60 seconds. They say, but even 10 seconds is great for beginners, and you could build from there. So the plank position, plank's hard. Planking is hard. Get down there and get your plank on. All right, now this one I suck at. So far, I can plank. I can stand on one leg. I'm good on all of those. The next two, I am not so great at. And this one is standing up from the seated position. I have horrible knees and they hurt. I can do it, but it hurts. It hurts. There's pain every time I do it. If I get up from a low chair, oh man, I will do everything I can to push with my arms. My arms will alleviate the pain of my knees when I try to do that. That's a bad one for me. They say using an armless chair, plant your feet firmly on the ground, shoulder width apart, and then rise and return from fully seated to fully standing in 30 seconds. I can do that. It just hurt. My knees hurt. That's what they want you to do. It also requires balance and all kinds of stuff. People, too, standing from seated position will fall over, hit their heads, and die. Old people. Looking at you, Joe Biden. They say if you're 60 and younger, the average score would be 24 to 25 reps of doing, it's almost like squats, getting up, sitting down, getting up, sitting down. That's a lot. Women in their 70s should go for 10 to 15, and men 11 to 17. And if you're over 80, you want to do that 15 times. It's a workout they're advising. But please do it in a, like on your sofa or a padded chair. I don't want anyone to fall and get hurt if you are older. And if you're not older, these things aren't easy. I'm old, and they're not easy. Then the next one is squatting and pressing. The humble squat is a prime example of functional fitness, an exercise that mimics everyday activities and strengthens the muscles associated with them. A squat is a great thing to do, and you don't have to drop 400 pounds on your back and squat weights. Just a bodyweight squat is really, really good. That one is there. They say... squats are the ultimate compound movement because so many muscles are integrated into a squat, and you just stand with your feet, you know, shoulder length apart, slightly bent at the hip, toes pointed out, keep your chest lifted, your shoulder back, engage your core, your stomach, and drive the hips back with all the weight in the heels. As you return to standing, drive your arms into a shoulder press. This movement can be done with or without weights. Water bottles can be substituted for dumbbells, and they say people of all ages on this one, you should get 10 to 12 reps in. And then number 5 seems ridiculous to me, but I imagine if you are elderly, it's a big deal, and that is your grip. It's called gripping a towel. The association between strong grip strength and midlife and longevity. One study found that for each 11-pound drop in grip prowess, the risk of heart attack rises by 7% and the chance of death by 16% just in your grip strength. Grip struggles are a symptom of age-related muscle loss, also known as sarcopenia, as well as chronic diseases like diabetes and Alzheimer's. A strong grip supports independent living from carrying groceries and opening jars to clutching a rail if you fall, to exercise both. Hold a medium-sized bathroom towel in your hands and twist it as you're trying to wring it out. Pretty basic. And do that practicing, or you can practice squeezing tennis balls as hard as possible for 10 seconds. Release, repeat, and try it over and over again. Good stuff. I know I keep my grip strength up because I am a man, and I don't know if all guys are knuckleheads like me, but I would rather get kicked in the nuts then make 2 trips to the car to bring in groceries. I will bring in 400 pounds of groceries in my, you know, and the plastic bags are the thing. I know paper's better, but I get the plastic bags and I literally will get 7-8 bags in each freaking hand, and I will just I'll carry those things in. I am not going back to the car for a second trip if I can possibly avoid it. So it's good for your grip strength. All right, then I was cruising around looking in the fitness news stories that I find and looking through all my sources, and I found this one, and it's for a handheld electric massager, and it says Here's what's crazy. And I'm going to only tell you this because I saw it and I'm like, well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It said you too can use the same pain relief massager used by Simone Biles, maybe the greatest gymnast ever, and Oprah. Maybe the fattest rich lady who is still fat, even though she has chefs and personal trainers and all that crap, is still fat. So it's the equivalent of saying you could get the same pain-relieving electronic massager used by Michael Phelps and stretch. You'd be like, I get Michael Phelps. He works out a lot. He's probably, you know, really in shape and could use it. Why do I want to use the same one as the fat man? I don't know. They're trying to hit both ends of the spectrum. We'll get probably the most fit young girl in the world who can do amazing things in gymnastics, and we'll get a really rich fat lady. Let's go there. Let's see. You know what I want? I'm really looking for the pain massager of Rosie O'Donnell's what I'm looking for. I don't get where it went. I get Oprah's got some cachet to her name, but Simone Biles and Oprah didn't make sense. I have another story now where I'm going to rip you. I found this one. And remember, I look through fitness stories, mental health stories, men's fitness, women's fitness, medical things. I'll give fast food stories, everything in the wheelhouse of health and fitness. I will give you and health and fatness too. If it's like, if I can tell you where to get a free donut, I will tell you. I will report that to you. I remember I'm a believer in not completely depriving yourself and living a weird life and never eating a slice of pizza. It's not a life I want to live personally. I get I have to watch what I eat and I can't eat a whole pizza, but damn, I better be able to have a slice of pizza now and then. So I'm not that guy. And this article was about mental health. And so I click on it. And I'm like, all right, cool. And it talks about how people are literally, and this is from NPR, so take with a grain of salt, that they got a psychologist in, and they're saying our emotional responses to the presidential election, the range of emotions, and it talks about people freaking out and needing to see their therapist over the election. If you are that soft mentally, you have an issue. People need to toughen the F up. Like, I know who I want to win the election. And they don't win, I'll be bummed. But I don't need to see therapy. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. I'm not going to stress over it. I'm excited about the election. I'm like, cool, the election's coming. I'm going to go vote. Cool. And if I know you in my personal life, I don't hold back. And if you ever heard me on the 49, I didn't hold back. I am not a person who is afraid to blast people that I don't agree with politically. But I'm also not a psychopath who hates people I don't agree with politically. In fact, if you have a different political view, my view on politics is, hey, you do what works for you. If this issue is important to you or this is important to you, vote for this person. If this is important to you or this is important to you, vote for this person. And the name calling and all of the crap that we see in politics now, it's just played out, and people really got to stop. They really, really got to stop. It is insanity. And if you are so torqued up that you are having anxiety and stress and needing to see a therapist because your dude's losing right now, or you don't know what the future is for your party, you are a snowflake bitch, and you need to toughen the F up from the heart. I'll tell you, toughen the F up. We are losing toughness as Americans. And I know people listen to us all over the world. I see the dots. There are people listening to the podcast all over the world. And I hope in your country, you haven't turned into the giant pussification of a man that we have turned into in America. And I hope your women are tougher than the women here in America, because here everyone is offended and everyone is easily damaged by words and someone not agreeing with them or not seeing how someone doesn't agree with them. It's insane. And you people need to stop it. You need to stop it and you need to suck it up and get tougher. And I don't mean tougher on people that disagree with you. Tougher on your bitch-ass self is what you need to be tougher on. This is insane and unacceptable. NPR. The election's stressful, and you should seek professional help. Engaging in meaningful activities will help your overall well-being in this stressful time for all of us. I didn't get shot in the face last week. It's not stressful to me. I wouldn't want to be the president. That's the most stressful job in the world. But find out who you're going to vote for. Vote for it. You win? Cool. My guy won. If you lose, all right, well, 4 years, we'll get it back. Like, suck it up, people. All right, now I'm going to go from making fun of people for being so soft and so fragile in America. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make fun of dorks now. Because this one, and this is Disney and dorks. All right, Disney owns Marvel. Disney has a tendency to buy things like Star Wars and Marvel and then rape them to death. I said rape. That's a horrible thing to say, but that's exactly what they do. And they will squeeze every penny out of anything that they can, and they will bastardize and whore out every product they have to make a buck. This is the latest. There is coming in 2 weeks the Marvel Fitness Deck. You can be the hero of your exercise adventure. And it's $19.95, and it's a little book. And it has 50 pages, and the pages have cards. I think you can pull the cards out. The cards are full illustrated, and they give you workouts from your favorite superheroes. Superheroes aren't real dorks. They're not. And besides, they have superpowers, so they don't have to work out like you. And these things are, like, I'm not kidding. It's like the She-Hulk squat. The whatever burpee. It's all the Marvel superheroes, and they're all just bodyweight exercises. A jumping jack, the disco whatever jumping jack. I'm like, are you serious? Idiots are going to buy this stuff. They're going to be like, I'm getting in shape with the superheroes. I'm a superhero of my own story. Stop it. Stop being dorks. Stop it. It's not okay. This should be free. It's $20. People are going to spend $20 for this stupid thing. And it literally is like Spider-Man stretches, the Miss Marvel smashing squats. No, Star stretches and Miss Marvel smashing squats with the Hulk. Lunges with Spider-Man. There's the Black Panther. It's basically like a duck walk kind of thing. It's stupid. It's stupid. These are all... You can look this up on the internet and you wouldn't have to have a picture of a superhero doing it. And you really don't need directions. It's like a jumping jack. Yes, do some jumping jacks. Do some push-ups. Do some lunges. Do some burpees. All easy to do. And you don't need cards to tell you how to do it with superhero dorks on them. You don't. You don't. You don't. And if you do, you're dork. 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 All right. Enough of bullying the dorks. And the mentally fragile. Here's another one. Now we're going to make fun of Gen Zers. You know, I make fun of young people. Young people are particularly soft right now. A lot of them. No, most of them. The boys in particular. I think the girls are tougher than the boys. So guys right now, it's a thing. And this comes from TikTok and YouTube. And there's an apparatus you can buy, but I didn't know about this. There is now gum. It's workout gum. You're like, what is the difference between workout gum? Is it loaded with like a stimulant to get you like a pre-workout? No, that would be like, oh, I get it. Cool. You don't have to mix a drink with the powder and chew some gum. I'm not mad at that. No, this is gum that's super hard. So dudes walk around chewing it because they say and they think it's going to give them a etched, real, squared-up jawline from the muscles in their jaws. It's a workout for your jaw. You're chewing extra hard gum to really define your jawline. Not kidding. The squared jaw young man look. Let's be honest. You know where when you get a squared jaw? When you're skinny. You get a fat face, no square jaw. You got a fat, puffy face, big, round, fat, puffy face. Some people will never have a square jaw, no matter what they do. They could get super skinny and get down to an eating disorder and still wouldn't have a square jaw. Some people just don't have it. Now, if you are getting muscles in your face, let me tell you about the steroids that you're taking, or the testosterone you're taking, or the human growth hormone you're taking, because that's what it is. So if you're chewing gum and you're taking steroids, you're going to get muscles in your face. That's really what this is. And a lot of young dudes, myself included, as a young dude, took steroids. A lot of young dudes. Because you cut corners, you know, I want to be huge. I'm going to be buff, bro. I'm going to take some juice and get swole. Because men are idiots. Young men are idiots. And chewing Muscle Mango extra hard Jocko chewing freaking gum or jacked watermelon so that you can get muscles in your face is ludicrous. Ludicrous. And I'm not talking about the rapper. There we go. Yeah, I'm just crapping on everything today. That's what I'm doing. Crapping on everything. Insanity. I have to go. I'm so mad over the Marvel superhero cards and the idiots chewing hard gum to get a jacked face that I have to go. I have to go because I have to go see my therapist now. I'm so upset that I have anxiety and I need to go see my therapist. And by the way, I'm not knocking mental health. If you have anxiety as a human being, it should be true. You should seek professional help for that. There's a lot of people that have it. I know a lot of people that have it. I know when I worked at the university, I dealt with panic attacks a lot, which was a really cool thing for me because I had come from rehab where I worked with mental health and addiction, and I saw those often while I was there. It's a serious, real issue. People are affected by anxiety, and please never be shamed into not seeking help if you have something like that. So any mental health issue, there is no shame in getting mental health treatment. That being said, I hope you're more durable than to have to get it because the election is stressing you out. But yeah, different strokes for different folks. That's all I can say. I gotta go now. I'm getting out of here. I'll be back on Friday with a happier show. I weighed in. I've got my weight now. So the challenge is on and popping as of today. I've got till next Monday to get down 5 pounds now that I have my actual weight dialed in. And we will see where I am. Most likely going to hit it because I'm about to double down on Ozempic. So just saying, we will see. If not, Rocky's going to get a screw up the show. So there we go. You guys have a great week. I will talk to you again soon with another episode of Fat to Fit or Else.